But was there a particular speech, you know, just to finish with, in that play that you loved, something that you remember from it?
A play that I loved. Well, I think the nurse's speeches, both of them.
Yes.
Very interesting. I'm always interested in the messenger's speeches.
Oh.
And, of course, the attendant, you know, has to come on. And
not spoken about him, yes.
Yes, and it's often the hardest thing to do, to come and deliver that. And Carrie was very clear here that she didn't want him to present his emotion overwhelmingly. So we spent quite a lot of time trying to help him to distance himself from it, that sense of that it is should be cathartic for him, that the need to speak it. I talked to him about my incredibly clear memory of coming home and my husband saying, come and see the television, when the Twin Towers came down. And the thing I remember most through that evening was when the journalists were there, people were rushing up to them to bear witness. The need for people to speak what they had seen was incredible. And they were, of course, emotional, but they all spoke what they saw. They found the words. And I think this is a very powerful lesson for young actors.
Mm.
This goes back to what I was saying at the very beginning,
emotion.
So indeed, this was particularly relevant, I think, to these messenger speeches, as it was in our play.
Yes.
And helping him then to find the journey through that, the need to make it clear.